Hello, this video is an update to the video we have placed that helps you get started on using MyMathLab in BBA courses such as calculus or decision analysis. So, for those who are for the first time using this program, a few tips will be quite handy. So, first off, what we want to do is figure out how to register and access Pearson's MyLab system. The system has been upgraded recently in the last couple of years, and it may be different if you'd used it in an earlier edition. So we're going to use it for things such as my math lab, my stats lab, my econ lab. Note that at BCIT we use what's called the global versions, not the USA portal. Okay, they do differentiate between the two. So, we're going to use this for the calculus course, which uses the textbook Mathematics for Economics and Business by Jakes, and for the Opman 8751 Decision Analysis, which has changed this year to use the book Statistics for Managers Using Excel by Levine. Okay, so what do you need to get registered? You need an access code, which you can buy online or will come with the textbook if it's packaged at the bookstore. And if you have an access code, it's going to look something like this. Okay, so a long series of random letters spread out over 1, 2, 5 pieces. Now, you will also need a course code. And this you get from the instructor. It should be mailed out to you or posted on someplace like D2L at the beginning of the course. And it will look something like this. It will have the instructor's name followed by a 5-digit number. Note that every section and every term, the number after the name will be different. Make sure you have the right one for the course you are taking. Okay, be sure to get the correct code. Once you get in, it will give you access to the platform. And here is the homepage for the Opman 7701, which gives you your sidebar of various tools, your announcements, and your assignments. If you're logging in to do decision analysis, it is almost identical, the same basic platform, and it will show you the same sidebar of different tools, as well as assignments to be worked on and any announcements. The menus will vary slightly from book to book, depending on what has been developed for each textbook. Okay. The fundamental underlying platform is, however, exactly the same. Okay, so let's go to the website. So the URL is, is this long Pearson MyLab and Mastering. But it can be accessed with the shorter mymathlab.com/global. Okay, so let's exit from here and go directly to the website. So here is my homepage at BCIT, which you can find either through Google, through D2L, or any other resource. And you'll find I've put a quick link to my math lab on the sidebar. You can also go in and directly type in mymathlab.com/global, which will take you there. So we click on the site, and here we are at the landing page for MyMathLab. Now once you're set up, you will use this page to sign in. For the first time when you have to register, you go down and you say, I need to register now. You click on the student access code and it'll ask you for certain information. Do you have email, the course ID, and the access code, or a credit card to buy the access code? If you do, then you go, OK, let's register now. The next page says, do you have a course ID from your instructor? And always for BCIT, the answer is yes. So you pick yes, and now it wants the code. So the code will have come in an email, and you can copy it. So I'm going to copy the one I have set aside here and paste it into the book. And then I click go, and I get the green tick telling me that yes, that in fact is a registered course. Go to the next step, and this will deal with the access code. So If I'm a first-time user of Pearson, I will need to create a Pearson account. So this is where you'll enter in your email address that you want to use to receive messages about the course, messages from your instructor. If you've used it before, you can log in if you still remember your login name and password. So I have an account, so I'm going to log in and go to the next step and sign in. And I don't think I need to remember that. And now I get to the option of either using the access code I was given or purchasing an access code with a credit card or PayPal. Now you'll notice a couple of things. One, you have two options here. One, you can buy the combination package of the e-text and the access code, and you can simply buy the access code separately. That's completely up to you. Second, in this particular textbook, the prices are denoted in British pounds. Pearson is a worldwide organization, and this particular textbook is from the United Kingdom, so it is priced in British pounds. So if you have the access code, you go to the next step, and here it allows you to paste in your access code if you've got it from the textbook. Once you've done that, you walk through the steps to register, and you will be in this course, which is given up here in the corner, the Opman 7701 Monday Nights, and taught by Kevin Wainwright. Okay, so assuming we've registered and everything is good, how do we go in the first time? So we go back to the starting page and we say sign in. Now you'll be given a choice between new design, standalone. Standalone is for some of the older platform and some of the older textbooks. Everything we are doing now is still in new is now in new design. So you click sign in. It'll ask again for the username and the password. So I'll log in. And this will take me to my dashboard. Now my dashboard, you'll see a series of tiles. I have multiple courses that I'm involved with as an instructor. As a student, you may only have one or two tiles, depending on how many math lab or econ lab courses you're taking. So if you're registered in my math lab for calculus, you will see this course. You will have, if you've also registered to my econ lab for, say, money and banking, you will find the econ lab tile here as well. It's all now been combined into one platform. So once we have that, we can click, go into the tile, and it will take us to our course homepage. There will be some preliminary setup the first time, such as disabling the pop-up blocker, which is very important if you're going to have any success with this program. You can then click to the course homepage, which we viewed earlier, and you will see such things as course announcements and assignments that are upcoming and due. Okay. You also find a whole additional resources along the sidebar, from the study plan, which you can manage yourself. You find the opportunity to do practice problems, to quiz yourself on sections that we've covered. There should be the Pearson e-text and chapter resources. If you've purchased the e-text, you should have that available through this button. If you haven't, it may not come up for you on this end. Okay. You can also track your progress and see how you're doing through the course and see what other upcoming assignments there are. Okay, that should be enough to get you started, so let's end this program.